This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Wowee. This one deserves a wowee. Lord have mercy. Before I get to this story, and this story is a wowee story, my mom would never let me climb trees when I was younger. Now, I grew up in, for the most part of my childhood, in Phoenix, Arizona, and so our tree was the saguaro cactus, so I figured maybe that's why. We really didn't have a lot of oak trees and, you know, that kind of stuff growing up in the desert. Then I grew up also in Nevada. Had a little bit of time in L.A. because that's where I was born. So, but my mom, dad never let me climb a tree. And one of the reasons why, I don't think it was that they were worried I was going to fall, is, you know, I wasn't the most ladylike. And I always played with the guys. I always played with the boys. And so I think what my mom and dad were kind of worried about was I was going to be, like, climbing a tree, you know, with my friends down below and me wearing whatever underoos I was wearing under my little skirt or shorts or whatever the heck, and I wasn't going to be ladylike. And so I just, you know, anytime I want, because I really want to be a tree climber. You know, kids are very interesting. You have the kids that like to sit in a corner with a book. You have the kids that just like to make mayhem. You have the kids that like to always follow around the parents. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Can I do stuff with you? Can I be with you? I don't want to be with the kids. I want to be with you. And then you have the other kids that are the climbers. And they're like, I'm going to get away from my parents. I'm going to get as far away from my parents, and I'm going to climb as high as I can. I really wanted to be a climber. I liked climbing. That's not a part of the hyperactivity. The hyperactivity was me running around and, you know, and trying to find people's boo-boos and, you know, are you bleeding? Are you bleeding? Pick the scab so you bleed. Pick the scab so you bleed and then I could use a Band-Aid. But my mom said not to pick the scab. I'm the doctor. We're playing doctor. I'm the doctor. Pick the scab so you bleed and I can put a Band-Aid on it. Okay. Oh, man, I used to get in trouble. And those were the days when your neighbors could whoop your butts. You know, there was none of this, oh, it's child abuse, somebody else whoops your kid's butt. I mean, anybody in the neighborhood, if they had to, could whoop our butts. But I was the type of kid that if I could have, I really would want to climb. And just leap tall buildings and be Wonder Woman. I want to be Wonder Woman. And, yeah, I know. Didn't happen. Well, we have a woman in Mozambique who gave birth in a mango tree. And she wasn't climbing just for fun. She had to escape floods because they got that cyclone Idai. Single mother Amelia delivered her daughter Sarah while clinging to branches, get this, holding her two-year-old son. She's got a two-year-old. She's up in the tree trying to make sure he doesn't fall, and she's going through contractions trying to give birth. Whoa. That's why this made headlines. I tell you, this was a wowee story. This is a wowee. The family was rescued 2 days later by neighbors following storms that have killed so far more than 700 people. Apparently, this comes nearly 20 years after another miracle baby, Rosita Mabuyango, was born up in a tree during flooding in southern Mozambique. Apparently, they said, I was at home with my two-year-old son when suddenly, without warning, the water began to enter the house. She told the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, I had no choice but to climb a tree. I was alone with my son. Amelia and her newly extended family are now staying at a temporary accommodation. they are in good health. Rosita, now age 19, made international headlines after she and her mother Sophia were rescued by a helicopter from a tree surrounded by flood water. Sophia said the birth was very, very painful, I bet. She said, I was crying, screaming. Sometimes I thought the baby was crumbing. At other times, I thought it was because of hunger. A lot of people lost everything in the floods, but I gained something. That's beautiful. So in an interview with the BBC, Rosita says that promises of a government scholarship and a paid trip to America, courtesy of the U.S. government, had all gone unfulfilled. She said, my studies have always been financed by my mom. I haven't received anything from the government. Mom means mommy. The government built a house for us, but it is no longer in good condition. When it rains, there are leaks in the house. At least they should help renovate it. Okay, so she's sore, and I don't blame her. And she's probably sore both literally and figuratively. But to give birth in a tree. Now, we've been talking, and I'm to blame. I'm to blame because I see these stories of Americans being weenies. And I will bring up to you how some of us are weenies. And I think I need to stop that, okay? I don't think we need to really talk about how some of us are some real big weenies, okay? But when you see what other people are doing in other countries, and I am sure an American woman would, remove the khakis and, give birth up in a tree if they had to. I'm sure they would. We just kind of have this stereotype that we wouldn't be able to handle ourselves when the going gets tough. And she did exactly, what you should do. You got another kid. You got a baby. You got another baby on the way. Flooding. You do what you have to do. And she did it. And luckily God was with her and baby came out fine and nobody fell out of the tree. That's one hell of a tree. I mean, that tree would have to really, actually, I think my giving birth would have been easier if I wasn't a tree. There was nothing to grab onto and hold and position yourself and pull. I had to, hold on to my husband or the nurse and almost break the nurse's hand. But God bless the nurses. The nurses are amazing. But imagine a tree. Now, I wonder if the baby would come out easier. And maybe we need to study that. Giving birth in a tree. Now, my mom would flip because that wouldn't be the most ladylike. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-845-845 844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason for working the dials. All right, so Fox News is reporting that a drug company put profits over patients with an opioid push, according to prosecutors. Now, allegedly, top executives at the Arizona-based drug company Insys Therapeutics bribed doctors into prescribing an addictive opioid spray containing fentanyl, deceiving insurers into paying for it. That's according to federal prosecutors in Boston. Insys founder and majority owner John Kapoor, who's 74 years old, and four other former executives are now accused of racketeering, conspiracy, and other charges. Two others, former Insys CEO Michael Babich and former Vice President of Sales Alec Berlikoff, have already pleaded guilty and testified against their one-time colleagues. Oh, I tell you, man, that, when you gotta rat out your colleagues, I tell you, people sing. Man, you know, you could be the closest to friends. If you're looking at jail time, man. According to prosecutors, INSIS paid doctors hundreds of thousands of dollars to act as speakers at events meant to educate the public about sepsis, which federal regulators have only approved to treat severe pain in cancer patients. The doctors often lectured to empty rooms, but were still paid as long as they wrote prescriptions for sepsis outside the usual course of treatment. Okay, now, hold on a second. Hold on, okay. That sounds bad. That sounds really, really bad, and that's what they're accused of. Now, the only thing is, if there's proof of that, okay, that's bad. To sit there and lecture to an empty room and be bribed to prescribe. But here's the thing, okay? There's many doctors who were paid for their time and speaker fees. And doctors, there's a lot of people that have speaker fees out there. You're allowed to be paid for taking time away from your evening to speak to a room full of people. There are many times there are these events and some people may not show or it may not be a good showing. You still have to pay the doctor. So when they say they paid a doctor to speak at an empty room, again, I mean, if this was all devised, allegedly or whatever, that's bad. But, you know, have I ever been at a speaking event where the room wasn't completely full? Yeah. I mean, I spoke to a room full of thousands. I've spoken to a room with only 30 people. Sometimes I speak to small groups. Sometimes I speak to big groups. But if I get asked to speak, and I take my time, and I drive to that location to speak, I'm still due my speaker fees, whether it's a full room or not, whether people show up or not. So we got to be careful saying, oh, my gosh, a doctor was paid to speak to an empty room. Now, if they fabricate it and said, look, we're going to pretend that you spoke to a bunch of people, just stand there in the room, okay, then that might not have happened. So, all right, you know, and then they say they were paid as long as they wrote prescriptions. Now, if there's emails saying, okay, look, you are not going to get that speaker fee unless you write a prescription. But if, like I said, speaker fees are paid, doctor likes the medication, writes the medication, does that mean there was, you know, conspiracy there? Now, there's always a big question about off-label. All right? When I spoke on a drug, like I think I was speaking on Symbicort before it got its COPD backing from the FDA. So Symbicort was used for asthma. And I liked it so much, I'm like, you know what? I might use this for my COPD patients, my people with chronic emphysema from smoking. And I believe, and I got to remember correctly, I believe at the time I did a couple talks on Symbicort, I was told not to bring up COPD because it's off-label. They were really, really strict in the late 90s, early 2000s, and I'm sure they still are now, where you cannot talk about off-label uses. That's a big no-no. If you do, you have to use a disclaimer, and you have to say, now, guys, this is not a part of the slide deck from the drug company. I have to tell you, I have used it. Because what happens is somebody from the audience will go, okay, so Dr. Dahlia, this medicine looks really, really good. Can I maybe use it for my patients with emphysema? And I'm going to say, look, honestly, I have. That's not what the drug company recommends, or the FDA, but I have, and I've seen it work. I mean, when doctors get together, and doctors usually don't get together too much, they ask each other, you know, have you tried this? You know, I've tried this. Have you tried this? I mean, I've told you guys some off-label stuff. I found that if you take Colgate toothpaste, the white Colgate toothpaste, and you stick it on an infected ingrown toe while you're waiting for your appointment the next day with the doctor, it's about halfway healed. by the time you see the doctor the next day. Now, I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. I'm not saying put toothpaste on your toes all the time, but I found that Colgate toothpaste seemed to work. That's a real off-label. There is no FDA approval for Colgate toothpaste in Paronychia, right, or an infected toe from an ingrown toenail. There's no FDA approval, I believe, or any sort of scientific backing of that, but that is an off-label discussion. That means off-label, something that's not on the label of Colgate toothpaste. And the reason why I came up with that is because my husband, when he was in the Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts, had learned, probably Boy Scouts, that if you have a pimple, you could put Colgate toothpaste on the pimple. And so back in the 80s, a lot of kids would run around with toothpaste on their face and it would dry up the pimple. So I'm like, well, you know what? You know, you got an infected toe, let me put some Colgate toothpaste on it. It was like, whoa, like night and day. And so that's, again, an off-label. So when they say that doctors would discuss, uses of the medication, even though the FDA only approved one sliver of it, that's not the most uncommon thing. Now, a lot of you guys take SSRIs. You take Zoloft, you take Paxil, you take Prozac, Lexapro, Escitalopram is the brand name, Sertraline for Zoloft, and many of you don't have depression. The FDA only has approved for depression. I never use that for depression on my patients because I think I can make them more depressed. What I do use it for are people with anxiety, for people who have some mood disorders, for people who get really, really grumpy or who have irritable bowel or, have trouble sleeping. And I find that if their serotonin is low, these medicines work great. And somebody would say, but Dr. Dahlia, if there's no FDA approval, why are you recommending it? And I'm like, because FDA approval is to get the drug through on the market. All right? A drug company does not have to get FDA approval on multiple sides, on multiple counts for the drug. They just have to get FDA approval for one indication. If they get an FDA approval for another indication, it does increase their customer base. But it costs a lot of money. It takes a lot of research to get that FDA approval. So most drugs get the one FDA approval. So they're good, they're clear, and they can move on. Because, again, they need to start making money on the drug. They've been spending millions upon millions developing it. So when I found that Zoloft or Lexapro, Zoloft once helped lower one of my patients' blood pressures, very off-label. Do not use Zoloft as a blood pressure medication, but this guy was on four blood pressure medications, and his blood pressure was through the roof, and he comes in to see me, and I wasn't going to add a fifth, so I asked him, I go, look, how's your stress, and he goes, I'm always stressed, and he had a high stressful job. I go, well, look, for poops and giggles, let's try some Zoloft and see what happens. Boom, blood pressure normalized. He was still on the other four medications, but I was using that because of stress. Stress is not an FDA approved indication for Zoloft, but I found it helped people with stress. Boom. I didn't have to add a fifth blood pressure medication on the guy who I inherited on four. So off-label uses of medications are out there. Now, if these doctors did prescribe the medication to people who didn't need it, that's evil. So they say Insys then turned its attention to increasing the dosage known as titration, and they accused getting people addicted to these medications. So I'm not sure what is going to happen with this, but prosecutors are saying that they even falsely stated a person had cancer just to get the insurance approval. If that's the case, that's a big, big no-no. 1-877-DOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Talking to reporters in Washington, D.C. today, former Vice President Joe Biden says he understands why some people may be uncomfortable with his affectionate style.
It is important that I and everyone else is aware that any woman or man who feels uncomfortable should have the right to just say, hey, I was uncomfortable with that.
Although Biden is not apologizing.
I'm not sorry for any of my intentions. I'm not sorry for anything that I had ever done. I've never been disrespectful intentionally to a man or a woman.
The economy added 196,000 jobs in March, and President Trump is happy.
The economic numbers just came out. They're very, very good. Our country's doing unbelievably well.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/7. See store for details. U.S. only.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. A measles outbreak now is being reported. I don't want to say an outbreak, but an exposure at UC Davis Medical Center. About 200 people might have been exposed. This is a large Northern California hospital, UC Davis, where at least 200 patients that may have been inadvertently exposed to a disease by a child who showed up in the emergency room with respiratory symptoms. It was a 7-year-old girl who was brought to the ER 2 weeks ago with some symptoms of measles, but not the typical textbook characteristics of measles. That's according to Dr. Dean Blumberg, Chief of Pediatric Infectious Diseases at UC Davis. Measles, when it starts off very similarly to a lot of common community-associated respiratory viruses. So with some children, you'll get a fever, runny nose, runny eyes, cough, and then the rash. And because the rash doesn't usually come out right away, it a lot of times is missed because the kid just has a cold. Now, the patient came to the emergency department on March the 17th, and the patient was suspected of having measles then March 19th. At the time, the patient was placed in inappropriate isolation. So UC Davis is basically, this case is underscoring, according to NBC News, one of the difficulties of containing the disease. Infected people could have it for days without knowing it and come in contact with many others, spreading it even before showing symptoms. They say most cases of measles occur 8 to 12 days after exposure, but it can occur up to 3 weeks after exposure. 3 weeks. And even vaccinated individuals can get the measles because the vaccine isn't 100% perfect. They say we need a very high vaccination rate because when measles is introduced to communities that have parents who don't immunize their children, these clusters of cases can occur. And they say those clusters of cases could be the harbinger of worse things to come. Now, back in the year 2000, we thought that measles was virtually eliminated. And before the vaccine became available, 400 to 500 people would die each year, according to the CDC. Now, the vaccine became widely available in, I believe, 63, in the 60s. There were 48,000 hospitalized with the disease each year. 1,000 would get brain swelling or encephalitis. So it is still a deadly disease. Now, so far, we've had at least 387 reported cases of measles in the U.S. across 15 states, according to the CDC, 387. And that's up from 372 cases for all of 2018. You got these little outbreaks in Rockland County, New York, Clark County, Washington. And they say it's largely due to a growing vaccine hesitancy movement powered by misinformation campaigns, according to NBC News. Now, according to the CDC, 91% of U.S. children between 19 months and 3 years have received at least one dose of the MMR. You need two. Usually get the second by your 4th birthday. They say this 91% number is well below the 95% needed to achieve the herd immunity. Now, we talked about how herd immunity happens. If everybody's vaccinated, then a little kid who can't get the vaccine because of their immune system being weak pretty much won't get the disease because it'll be eradicated and won't be floating around. That's the idea. It's not 100%, but that's the idea of herd immunity. If you vaccinate the herd, then a new person in the herd is probably going to be fine. Now, the vaccine rate, in order for this to be successful, is 95%. In California, it's only 92.9%. So we're starting to see a drop in vaccination rates. Now, you know, I was speaking to Sierra Conservatives yesterday. Great group. And, you know, we brought up the issues of vaccines. And it's a tricky one. It's a tricky one because, you know, you have some people that are for pro-vaccine, and I'm pro-vaccine. But you have others who don't trust the government to tell you if there are side effects or issues. And I kind of agree with that, too. So I could see both sides. I'm pro-vaccines. I'll always recommend vaccine. I want people vaccinated. I'm a fan of herd immunity. But when somebody says, I don't think the government is telling us about all the side effects, I don't argue with them. I mean, I've seen some weird things where we just don't get the full story, and it scares me a little bit. Remember I told you guys years ago, there was this plane crash, I believe it was over New York or New Jersey. And when the news broke, witnesses were saying they thought they saw some flashy lights, almost like missiles. And they thought that the plane was downed by a missile. And then you didn't hear much about the plane crash. It was there wasn't much news on it. And then I guess, so I'm like, well, that's odd. Did we accidentally shoot down one of our own planes? No, nothing about it in the news. And then a few years later, there was some documentary where they found the plane and somebody released that it looked like it was hit by a missile. Again, didn't make a lot of news. Kind of kept quiet. And if I was the government, I probably wouldn't advertise that also. If the government was, no, if it was revealed that the government shot down our planes, you know, the mass, hysteria? So what the heck happened? Yep. And then the families of the people who, I mean, what were they told? Were they told that something happened, like a missile hit the plane, or were they told they don't know? All I know, if I was a family member, I'd be furious, but I don't know. I haven't heard much about that one. The other thing that also confused me with the government was when we had our first Ebola patient, very first Ebola patient on our soil, Thomas Duncan, walked into a Dallas hospital, at first diagnosed with acute gastroenteritis, then later realized that he had Ebola. And by the time he needed treatment, he was told, and we were told in the U.S., that we had run out of the Ebola medication. Run out? He was our first patient. So what, did the government hoard it, stockpile it for themselves? How do you run out when he's patient number one? Then you either never had it, or you did run out, and can you tell us why you ran out before our very first patient in America actually had it? So, when things like this happen, you know, and, you know, the military and the vaccine contamination that happened years ago, when it comes to vaccines, the reason why we doctors are for vaccines is because these isolated things are very, very rare. And we have to look at the greater good, the benefits outweighing the risks. But to people with trust issues, one little thing like that, and it's not little, is enough for them to blow their trust, just to lose their trust. And I don't think the average person does trust the government. If there was a bad batch of a vaccine, I mean, you know, would that really make public, would that really be, you know, known? There was an article that came out years ago, I think it was over maybe 8-9 years ago, where there was a bad batch of flu that killed 4 people in Israel. Flu shot. Bad batch. 4 people died, and they think it was of one particular lot. I think they recalled it or whatever. You didn't really hear much about that anymore. And so I'm not sure what's going on in Israel. If, you know, it made a lot of news. Are people still vaccinating? And then, you know, somebody could argue with Dr. Dahlia, the government is doing what it needs to for the people in their best interest. If it's better for people to get the flu shot so they don't get the flu and die, hush-hushing people, you know, having that adverse event is in the better, it's for the greater good. So one thing I have to agree with is it looks like for the greater good, things are moving in that direction. But when you're the one casualty, or when you're worried about your kid, you know, that just doesn't cut it for you. So I would really like to know why measles has made a comeback. And they blame the unvaccinated population, but we've had unvaccinated populations before. So is there something new to this measles that we're not studying because we're spending all the time, you know, talking about the anti-vaxxers when there could be a second component to this that's being augmented by the anti-vaccine movement? 1-877-DOLLY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. 4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Hunt's tomato paste. I don't really use a lot of tomato sauces. I don't really cook a lot of Italian in my house. I should. I love, you know why? Is because once I saw MasterChef, and Gordon Ramsay not liking canned tomatoes, right, or canned sauce. You're supposed to make your own sauce. I kind of stopped doing that because I was like, oh, Chef Ramsay will get mad at me. Like, he's going to find out. But this might tell you guys, this might sway you to not use the canned tomato paste. A line of Hunt's tomato paste is being pulled from the shelves after products received complaints from consumers about the presence of mold in the product. Conagra Brands, Inc. said damage to 6-ounce cans of Hunt's tomato paste, no salt added, after the canning process had occurred, may have caused the presence of mold. Oh my gosh, that's disgusting. As a result, the company issued a recall for the products, which were distributed for sale nationwide. The product has a Best Buy date of October 6, 2020, and an item number, which I'm not going to read because you guys are driving and you don't can't write that down. According to the recall notice posted on the FDA website, no other Hunt's or Conagra Brands products are affected by the recall. So it's a Best Buy date of October 6, 2020. Consumers are advised to throw away affected products or return to the store for refund. The notice did not specify if there have been any adverse reactions related to the recall, but directed customer services to call their consumer care team at Hunt's. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've opened up a can of food or a, bag of rice or something, and it not be right. And it be, I don't recall. I don't call anybody. I freak out and I throw it out. I don't call news. I don't contact the company. I should contact the company. I mean, these recalls happen because somebody called the company. And I don't know what it is. I guess I'm not a complainer, or I'm lazy, or I'm so traumatized by seeing worms or something in the food. And the other thing I do is I blame myself. Every time there's bad food in the house, I blame myself. Well, I waited too long to eat it, or I stored it too long, or I didn't store it right. And so I have this sense of blame, so I don't call a company and say, oh, I screwed up. When, even though it had nothing to do with me, it had to do with something that somebody else. You know, we talk about taking blame and how it's a many times unwarranted. You know, when I was assaulted, I thought it was my fault. I'm like, well, I shouldn't have been there. I shouldn't have gotten into his car and let him take me home. You know, because I knew the guy. I thought I was safe. You know, but what did I do? I didn't complain. I didn't whatever because I was like, well, it's my fault. You know, anybody that's ever been in a bad relationship and something happens and they get yelled at or they get hit or traumatized or whatever, the first thing they'll do is they'll self-reflect and they'll go, well, it was me. I said something wrong. I shouldn't have brought up his mother. I brought up his mother and no. And, you know, on one end, we can't be blaming everybody else for stuff. You know? It's like if I get pulled over for speeding, let's say. I'm not really speeding that much. Let's say I'm only going about 5 miles over. And I get pulled over. Do I blame the cop? Man, that cop has, you know, has anger issues and he's just out to, I don't. I go, I screwed up and I sped. And so the cop comes up to the car. I have my hands on 10 and 2, which I recommend you all do. Have your hands on the steering wheel. Roll down the window, but immediately have your hands on the steering wheel so he knows you're safe. Right? Everybody have your hands where they could see them. Okay? So they know they're safe. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And I did that once. I started apologizing for something I didn't even do. And he's like, you know, there was like something wrong with the car or something. And so, oh, okay, thank you. And I just had taken the role of I did bad. I you know. And now work. I see a lot of you guys, what you do at work, and it's you take blame for a project not being done. Or you take blame for, reports not being filed or deadlines not being met. But if you really kind of stop and look and see why it happened, might not have even been you. It might have been somebody in receiving who didn't get the package or didn't sign for the package right, or it might have been somebody in print who, didn't get to the project in time or whatever. Now, it's always on you. If you're in charge, it's always on you. And a good leader takes the fall. But a good leader also doesn't continually take the blame when it's really not their fault. If somebody else is screwing you up and messing you up and messing with your day or messing with your life, get rid of them. I mean, figuratively, meaning, you know, fire them or divorce them or whatever. And, I usually don't give that kind of advice, but I see so many people take it on themselves. Like, no, I missed the deadline. It's because I was, no, you didn't. If you did everything right and somebody else messed you up or a whole variety of factors messed you up, that's a problem. Now, what I like to do is I like people to know, you know, my strengths and I like to get credit for the good work I do. I will take credit for my mistakes. Trust me. Okay? I have no problem doing that. But if I did something right and somebody else messed with it, like let's say I gave advice to somebody and then somebody else gave them different advice and then the person didn't do well and they said, the other person told me not to do what you said, I'm going to want to fix that. I'm going to want to stop that other person from giving wrong information. That's what a good leader does. If you are trying to have a happy home and trying to have, you know, raise your kids in a good, safe environment, and you're with somebody that's not, you know, allowing that to happen, being rough, and, you know, you sometimes need to make the move. If you're going to be a good leader, it's not just taking the fall. It's fixing what's wrong. If I own a company, I don't need somebody going, yeah, my bad. You know what? She screwed up, but it's on me. Okay, that doesn't help me as an owner of the company. What are you going to do so these other people don't screw things up? Well, but that's not, you know, it's nicer to go the route of, you know, I'll just take the blame for it. No. Okay, we need product. We need, you know, things done. We need things executed correctly. We need to raise our kids in a safe environment. Taking the blame doesn't fix a situation. And so, I don't want you going out there and blaming others if they don't need to be blamed or whatever, but I want to empower you that if there's something that needs fixing and you've been taking the fall for it, which is very admirable, stop wasting everybody's time and actually fix it. You know, because think about it. If already at work, you're going to be behind the eight ball because you're taking the fall for something not being right. You got nothing to lose. If somebody is messing up your path, rather than take the fall and already, you know, be on the chopping block, fix it. Say, look, I'm trying to get the deadline done. These are the things that are happening, not, you know, whether it's malicious or not. What can we do to enhance that part of this process so we aren't missing deadlines? But this is the weak link, right? This is the weakest chain, the rate limiting step. And you know, if I was boss and you had proof and it doesn't look like you were just shaming other people, that would really appeal to me. 1-877-DOCTOR-SELLING.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.